Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with your other two co-hosts, Wendy and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Krista. This is Wendy. Hello, everyone.
Hello, and this is Shermin. Hi, Wendy and Krista, and welcome to all of our listeners out there.
Today, we have a new guest on our show, Tim Ray. Tim is the founder of the United Intentions Foundation that he started in 2009. The United Intentions Foundation is a nonprofit, free online community that provides unique tools, resources, and programs for individuals, businesses, schools, and teachers. The foundation helps individuals create, track, and manifest their passions with a creative process of setting goals / intentions. Tim has put together a team of experienced, talented, and passionate professionals dedicated to assisting others in reaching their higher intentions through empowered thinking.
Ray's definition of living life intentionally is living in the present moment with your thoughts. Once you are conscious of what your thoughts are, you are able to be conscious of what you are creating. By appreciating human nature and using repetitive but simple techniques provided by United Intentions, he created great success and satisfaction with his family and career life. Now Tim wants to share his experiences with others with a free online community resource at unitedintentions.org. He also has a weekly United Intentions radio show that showcases inspirational and empowering topics and people. The topic of today's show is Power of Our Intentions. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Tim. We are so glad to have you on our show today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you ladies, what you're doing, and first allowing me to be on the show, but also your weekly inspirational radio is reaching so many more people than everybody realizes, because it's when one person's touched, we entrain other people's thoughts, and it's contagious. And what happens is a new world vision is occurring because you are putting that out there. You're focusing on your authentic self, looking at businesses differently, looking at life differently. And I can't commend what you're all doing, how important it is, especially this time in this world right now. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead and start with your questions, and I think Shermin has the first question.
Yes, Tim, it's so awesome to have you on our show. So tell us a little bit more about the UnitedIntentions.org website and why it's so good for us to, you know, think about becoming a member. What are the benefits that we can derive from joining?
Sure. Well, the best part about it is that it's free.
Yeah.
Right? Well, most things cost, most things have a little hook in a, and, you know, to pull you in. But I made my money in the home healthcare business. And so it's basically my time to give back. And I wanted this, not only the foundation, but our what we offer on the site, which you mentioned earlier, to be free and accessible to everyone. Because really, I'm not dealing with the power of intentions. I didn't create anything in the sense of I created the word intentions or whatever. We all have intentions. We all use the intentions. We all know about it to some degree, or maybe we don't, and that's why it's helpful to be reminded of it. But it's nothing new. It's just putting things into place where here on our site, you could focus on one of your intentions at a time. And an intention, my definition, is something for, like, when we say goals or intentions, they may have a little bit of a misunderstanding of that, because intentions are a knowing that hasn't happened yet. That's our definition, a knowing that hasn't happened yet. And when you realize that your state of being is so critical to understanding what you're knowing, what you believe will create your reality, because the whole site really is about your thoughts create your reality. That's it. That's very simple. That's our mission for the most part, that it's reminding people our thoughts that we choose to have, and our thoughts that we're subject to through subconscious belief too, create what we're experiencing every day. And the more we could realize, and the site's here is to help people realize that, hey, I could slow things down, and I could look at that thought, one intention at a time, we say, focus on that, put the meaning behind it, put the repetition behind it, put the expectancy behind it. These three principles of creating a state of being that will manifest what you want through the law of attraction, through the process with Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about, or Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about, pulling these ingredients together to create a state of being to decide what you want to experience next. So you really got to take that process that your thoughts create your reality to that nth degree. Wow, my thoughts just don't create some of my reality. My thoughts create all of my reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. It's so true. And even
and
when you're in, that's what you do at the site. Yeah. Even, you know, if you're in this business, and I'm a psychotherapist, it's you constantly have to remind yourself of that and be really aware and present, because you can really run away with thoughts that are going in a direction that's just not helpful. So that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Well,
you
got to take into account that, you know, we have on the average 70,000 thoughts a day. So when you wake up in the morning, we're having 70,000 thoughts. You know, right now it's about noon, so we're probably about 30,000 thoughts right now, right? So, and out of those 70,000 thoughts, 80 to 90% of those thoughts are either negative, repetitive, or actually harmful to ourselves. So you're looking at, we're going against the odds. We're, you know, we're creating a really a nocebo life, because our subconscious mind is so much more powerful than our conscious mind. Actually, it's 30,000 times more powerful than our conscious mind. And we run... But right now we're having a conversation with all of us together, and we're working on 5% of our brain, where 95% is really the subconscious brain. And I'm not saying one time more, two times more, five times more, 10 times more, 30,000 times more powerful than our conscious mind. And our subconscious mind, with our conscious mind, is creating our reality every nanosecond of our lives. And so that's why it's very important to have to understand that piece to address that. And we do address it on the website, which we'll talk about later if you like.
Yeah, you know, and when you put it that way, it really puts it in perspective. You know, we don't think of that 70,000 thoughts. So it's just amazing that we don't. We should all be on your website like most of our day, just to be sure. It's amazing that a concept like this, you know. I've never really heard of any. I mean, I've heard of lots of stuff, you know, law of attraction and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it sounds like you have a really unique concept there that's so important too. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. But it's a very pragmatic approach too, which is neat. And it's a giant experiment, because on the site you're able to, and there's different steps they walk you through. First, there's videos and instructions how to create an intention, and each step of the way, and it deals with your also subconscious beliefs. What is the self-talk you're telling yourself, and how to tap into your own intuition within yourself? And we offer just one of a simple way of slowing down, focusing from within, going within yourself. But people could do meditation. They could do EFT. There's all different types of things they could do to deal with subconsciously what their intention is, because you may have an intention, I want a BMW, but your subconscious mind is saying, well, you know, you deserve a moped. That's all you're getting. And so maybe you end up, maybe you compromise and end up with a Hyundai or something. That's why things, you know, people say, well, I really want this. This law of attraction stuff doesn't work. Well, because in The Secret, they really didn't focus a lot on the subconscious beliefs, which is is really driving the ship here. That's really driving the ship.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Love that visual there. That's good. Krista, let's get Krista in the conversation here. You have a question.
Yeah. Well, Tim, I really must congratulate you on offering this website free. I took a look at your website, and there's a lot of information and a lot of tools there that you're offering for free, which is most unusual. So I would really like to thank you for offering that to the public at large. So let's get back to the just how our thoughts create reality. Can you just elaborate a little bit more? Why is it so important to understand that?
Well, because I basically how this came about, where it was really my own self-focus. I was getting so overwhelmed watching the news, listening to entertainment, really engaged in I call the matrix of our society, of what's going on. You know, you literally could turn on any channel, I don't care what it is, and even Entertainment Tonight, it's also compromised and also propagandized that you think you're not. You just think this is the reality. And what we're doing is every time we watch or listen to someone else, it doesn't have to be the news, but it could be anybody, it could be our parents, whatever, we often are creating their intentions. So when you're watching the news and they're saying, hey, you know, there's 10 people were killed today, 30 more people are going to be killed today, and not that you shouldn't be informed of certain things, but it is predominantly negative and lower frequency thinking, and it brings us to our state of fear rather than the state of love. And there's a biological and a biochemical reactions when we stay in a state of fear versus a state of love. They're two different type of reactions, and they play out physically, physiologically, on our actual body and our cells. And on top of that, it also plays out how we affect other people with our thoughts. So when we're really engaged in this other people's intentions, let's just use the media, for example, that's one of the more predominant ones today. When we're engaged in the media's intention, we're waking up and we're living what they're telling us is what's happening is reality. So we're giving our thought, we're giving our power over to whatever entity saying that this is what we should be experiencing. And once you realize that, once you have that awakening, and it is an awakening, it's a revolutionary awakening. Once you have that awakening, like, wow, stop. I am not going to allow myself I'm not going to rent space to people who are not good tenants in my mind. And so once you realize that, you say, okay, I'm claiming my power back. Now when I wake up, Krista, when I wake up, I tell everybody, I make my own news. This is what the news is going to look like today for Tim Ray. And that's how you take your power back, by disengaging in this, most of it's garbage and propaganda anyway, but bottom line is that you're disengaging in other people's, creating other people's intentions, and now you're going to use the law of attraction to create what you truly want by going within yourself. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's a very, very powerful tool. I know that the news affected me too, and I stopped watching the news at night because it affected my sleep after a while. You know, your thoughts just, you know, you keep dreaming about it. In addition, so I just turned it off. And the other thing is, I come from a family always seemed to, growing up, seemed to focus on, you know, what you did wrong rather than what you did right. So I really had to work on extracting myself from that mindset, and it is so important, like you said. It affects your whole physiology,
Amen.
And it affects your performance.
Absolutely. And we spend the last half of our life trying to figure out what the hell happened to us and how do we fix it, rather than if right in the beginning we were totally engrossed in understanding the power of our intentions and being prompted to go within ourselves to find our answers and to meditate and do all these great, powerful tools that we're seeing now coming out. But imagine if we started that at birth or at kindergarten or at first grade.
Right.
What a difference you would make now.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
That's amazing. What an amazing idea. Yeah, so it's
very important to teach
it to our children and grandchildren.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what one aspect to the foundation that we do focus on is the UI education, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're working with other schools and getting into other schools or program, other simple four-part program to show kids how their thoughts create the reality, and that you can find, you can come up with your own answers. You're being bullying, whatever. You could create your own reality at any given time and at an age where they can understand it. And then as they get older, from first grade to 12th grade, as they get older, it's a little more use the word intention. That's easier to understand rather than goal. But the whole point is you're conditioning and you're reinforcing children that, wow, I have the power within me to make the changes because I know my thoughts create what I'm going to experience. Most people are brought up where our experience creates our thoughts. They think our experience creates our thoughts, but it's our thoughts that create the experience. And it's a simple saying, but it's a big belief. Once you switch it, once you wake up, once you realize it, everything changes. The victimhoodness goes away immediately because you can't be a victim anymore because you're creating your own reality.
Right.
You know, when you don't like somebody else, their behavior, you look within yourself and you realize, wow, I'm a mirror of what they're saying. Part of me is not comfortable with how I am. So let me look at that part of me. And when I look in that part of me that I'm not comfortable about that person's behavior, it gets neutralized and there's no negative charge there anymore. And, boy, you start really picking up and realizing, wow, I could do anything I want because I'm the producer. I'm the director of this show here. I'm not just a simple little actor or somebody on the side there wondering what's going on and being part of this giant play.
Right. So do you think that they teach that in schools already or is it mostly on a one-on-one level?
Listen, Rockefeller made sure back in the early turn of the century they weren't allowed to be taught finance. They didn't want anybody realizing how they were so manipulated through a finance. The last thing they're going to try to teach us in school is the power of our intentions. Now, there are some private schools, right now they're going crazy. Some private schools really are engaging on that level. But, I'm very hopeful because this is the transition period. This is where the old Piscean way of belief of control power over others is changing to this new Aquarian belief of love and allowing and personal growth. And, yes, there's going to be potentially there'll be some little bit of chaos between the shift, but it doesn't have to be. And people like myself and people like you ladies are assisting with a smoother transition because we're being pragmatic and approaching this in businesses, in education, on our radio shows, on everything that we're doing, how we're thinking. And our thoughts are training other people because we're creating a new frequency. And this is so great and it's so exciting, the most exciting time to be alive right now. And no matter how scared people are with the what's going on, World War III and the movies, and the movies too, I have to say. You have to be careful of the entertainment industry, watching all these people entertainment, because a lot of it, there's controlled and their hands are tied on what they can do and can't do. But
that's
if you notice,
true,
all
too.
The movies, all the movies that are coming out are all violent. They're all war.
Right.
It's the end of the world. It's a, come on, Where is the It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart movies? These are the ones you want to be creating. These are the ones you want to be manifesting, right? Why do we we're being programmed with these lower frequency fearful thoughts, and it's creating this cortisol and adrenaline in our bodies, and it's breaking our immune system down, and you can't stay in that state of mind all that long for a long period of time. You just can't.
Right, and it's making us gain weight too.
Yeah, we're becoming an obese culture here. You're
That's
absolutely
the worst,
right.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, we're certainly at the verge of a paradigm shift. You're absolutely right. So it will take some time, but we're going in the right direction, right?
Amen.
Wendy, you have another question.
Yeah, just listening to you all just makes me think I need to stop listening to the news myself because that's really just, and then I also can't get off of my mind that when you were saying the unconscious mind is 30,000 times more powerful than the conscious mind, that blows me away. I always know about how there's so much more of your your unconscious mind, but I didn't realize it was that much more. That's amazing.
It's almost you can't fathom it. I mean, I could fathom twice as much. I could fathom maybe 10 times as much. But you throw 30,000 times in there, it just seems, okay, I give up, you know, type of attitude. But
right.
But what's nice, like we do on the site at unitedintention.org, is that we focus on one intention, and you deal with that one intention, that subconscious belief on that one intention. So you're not going into this like, oh, God, I need psychotherapy, and I have to figure out, you know, what the hell my parents did to me. You know, no, you just focus on that one intention specifically, mm-hmm. and you work through that. Now, that one subconscious belief about that one intention may touch on 10 other intentions that you may want to create in the future, or have the same reason why you don't believe it, I'm not worthy enough, or I'm stupid, or I'm not good looking, or whatever the subconscious programming that we've allowed ourselves to be programmed with at a younger age by the powers that be in our lives, our parents, or family, friends, media, whatever it may be. It doesn't really matter, honestly. It's just a matter of you're in here having an opportunity to focus on that one issue, and that's what's cool about it, and what's really kind of empowering.
Yeah, gosh, this is great. Now, you mentioned a little bit about the United Intentions education. And so what is the United Intentions business? I'm sure that you have a lot of information about that as well.
Sure. This program is an incredible program because it's a plane being built in midair. So we have a group of dedicated individuals who we meet once a month and more who we meet on a weekly basis to build this plane where we're trying to change the whole paradigm of business. Right now, like, the business is out of control. They're pushing this TPP stuff, which is basically given – it's a law that's going to be passed by corporations to protect corporations from ever being subjected to any law. That's basically what it is. You know, they already had too much – the corporations, which are owned by a handful of group of people in the world for the most part, or at least manipulated by it, they're already in way too much control, and they're just so self-serving and – humanity's at its expense at this point. And I'm not going to get into all what's going on. People have their eyes just open up. You can see what's going on. But it's more so that the UI business is an opportunity for aligning the individual's personal growth, their intentions, what their intentions are in that business with the company's intentions. What are the company's intentions? And it's all we're focusing on when we go in. We focus on aligning first, the company's intentions with the universal law, universal principles, we call them, or universal laws, the law of attraction, law of oneness, the law of cause and effect. And these some scientific, some not scientifically proven principles affect it. Once you get into that flow, you know, you get into that flow, that frequency, that really love vibration of, hey, I'm doing this for the right altruistic reasons, even though people who may control the money makers out there, control the money, could make things very difficult for you, but we're forcing a change from the bottom up. And when that happens, eventually the top's going to blow and they can't control it anymore. And we're going to already have an infrastructure in place on how we want to see this new world, not only from a individual basis or education basis, but from a business perspective, a new paradigm of business where you take into account the employee's personal growth with the company's personal growth, and you become a symbiotic entity within itself of growing and producing great things for this planet and taking into account those principles that supports it.
Mm-hmm. So would this also apply to solopreneurs, people who are just have their own business starting off? Would this apply, or would it just only pertain to the larger companies?
Absolutely not. This really is for the smaller group to move in, and it can be brought to the larger group immediately as well. But let me tell you, I have seen a shift already. How many times do you close your eyes, or how many people you run into, you see the word life coach? They are popping up everywhere. And to me, that is like, and you're like, oh, it's being so saturated, you know. But I see that, and one of my predictions is psychotherapists and psychologists, unless they shift their mindset to this new awakening, they're going to become like the library or the train. They're going to become obsolete because people now, life coaches are popping up everywhere. All that is saying is that, hey, we're seeing this energy. We're seeing this, how we can be our authentic self. We're seeing how we can be honest with ourselves. And I want to share this now with other people because it's worked for me. And it's so it's like a light, like candles are being lit up all over the world right now just through life coaching. And that's really going to be our future, where these are our new entrepreneurs. These are our next level of entrepreneurs who will be going into these larger businesses, will be creating these larger opportunities. And this is the future and vision that we're waiting for. And more people line up on the bottom level, that top's going to blow off and it's not going to be able to contain it. You watch. It's going to happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll turn into a ripple effect almost with everyone.
The 100 monkey syndrome, exactly right. 10%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be awesome, just to get this world, change this world back to.
We are. I can't tell many people I've run into are doing the same thing that you guys are doing, that we're doing, and are just excited about it. And even with all this negative press and all this superficial, illusionary belief of how horrible the world is, even amongst all that energy going against you on that level, they're still moving forward with these beliefs, and you can't stop it. You can't stop it. It's love vibration is much stronger than the fear vibration, and that's just the bottom line.
That's very encouraging, very encouraging. Oh, so Sherman, you have another question.
Yeah, so Tim, you talked a little bit, I think, about United Intentions education. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about that?
About the education, well, yes. Well, I would say Jennifer, who's my sidekick, that's her baby in her program, and she's really been burning the midnight hour oil on that and working with a handful of people on getting it done. One of our folks, we have different team members who are all involved in that too as well. And it's really, I'm excited about that probably more than anything, because, you know, if I just look back and I say, God, I have two boys, 19 and 16, and I raised them pretty well. They're really good boys overall. And I was like, wow. I look back and I always say, boy, I really wish I spent more time with them understanding how their thoughts create their reality. They have a general idea of it, but, you know, they're busy wanting to do sports or, you know, chase girls. So, you know, that's really not an important gig for them right now. But it's more so, I wish I spent more time, you know, instilling that in them, so it would be more of a natural, and I wish I made how to meditate when they were younger more, you know. So to me, that's one of the more important aspects of the foundation is to get into the children, because our children are being conditioned. We're all being conditioned. We're all being programmed on some level, whether by our parents, media, television, radio, friends, it doesn't matter. So what you want to do, since you know you can be programmed, you want to get programmed by healthy perspectives and healthy beliefs. And, you know, so allow that to happen. And that's why you really have to vet out who you want in your circle, who you want renting that space in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, very, very, very good. Krista, you have one more question. I think Krista went on mute maybe. So I'm going to go ahead and take her question.
Tell her open the door. Tell her
open the door. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm afraid we won't have much time left, Tim, but I was going to ask you about the process of the new intention process. Can you just describe that in a nutshell very quickly?
Absolutely. I'll do my quick version. First, you just want to identify what your intention is, what your goal is. And then now you go to work with focusing on what's stopping that intention. You want to put that intention in a present format, because your subconscious mind only understands the present tense, doesn't understand future or past. So you say the intention as if it's already happening or it has happened. And then you look into your subconscious obstacles or beliefs that are maybe stopping it. Then you rewrite that into a positive affirmation. And then you focus on adding your videos and your pictures and your vision boards to really get your biochemical dance going on in your mind, where you can see it and believe it. Because the more you know it, and we have the intention scale, which says, measures your belief on the outcome of this intention. It goes from not likely or definitely not likely to maybe to likely to definitely. And you want to move up that intention scale on your state of being and that belief. So then eventually you'll know I can manifest this. And that's really the biggest piece of the new tension process.
Wow. I think we definitely need to have you come back and discuss this in much more detail. This sounds like a very, very good tool.
Definitely.
So hopefully,
thank you.
Hopefully you can come
pleasure.
Back another time and
absolutely.
We can elaborate on this more.
And how can our listeners get in touch with you, since it's those people who were, you know, resonated with you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just go to unitedintentions.org, and you can contact us. You want to get on a radio show, or if you want to blog, write for us. If you, the site's really for you. It's for everyone. You want to? We have free ebooks. We have free ebooks on the site and other books available. We have blogging. We got movie night. You come on and get watch movies together with, and go to chat room and watch inspirational movies together with your new friends online all over the world. So it's a really a giant community that offers a lot of interaction and support. It helps you be accountable for your intentions and supports where two or more people come together in similar thought, prayer, whatever you want to call it. It really brings that extra energy in and to manifest your dreams and your desires. So unitedintentions.org, that's the best way to get us.
Sounds wonderful.
We really, unitedintentions.org. We'll put it on our Facebook page. I think that
excellent.
We need a couple more hours to speak with you, Tim. So hopefully you will consider
schedule it
coming
on.
Back.
I would love it. Absolutely. Put me down. Put me
excellent.
In, Coach.
So we'll
put
say,
in, Coach.
See you soon.
See you soon. Thank you, ladies. Have
see
a great day.
See you soon.
Thank you.
You
so much.
Too. You too, Tim. And thank you, our listeners, for turning in again today to your inspiration station, Sky's the Limit Radio. As always, for more information, go to our website at skysthelimitradio.com. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Tim.
Bye. Bye-bye.